Welcome to Morning Prayer, Monday the 23rd of November. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Your faithful servants bless you. They make known the glory of your kingdom. Blessed are you, Sovereign God, ruler and judge of all. To you be praise and glory for ever. In the darkness of this age that is passing away, may the light of your presence, which the saints enjoy, surround our steps as we journey on. May we reflect your glory this day, and so be made ready to see your face in the heavenly city, where night shall be no more. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed be God for ever. As the deer longs for the water brooks, so longs my soul for you, O God. My soul is athirst for God, even for the living God. When shall I come before the presence of God? My tears have been my bread day and night, while all day long they say to me, "Where is now your God?" Now when I think on these things, I pour out my soul. How I went with the multitude and led the procession to the house of God with the voice of praise and thanksgiving among those who kept holy day. Why are you so full of heaviness, O my soul? And why are you so disquieted within me? O, put your trust in God, for I will yet give him thanks, who is the help of my countenance and my God. The night has passed and the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and for ever. Amen. Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks to the Lord, and to sing praises to your name, O Most High. To tell of your love early in the morning, and of your faithfulness in the night time. Upon the 10-stringed instrument, upon the harp, and to the melody of the lyre. For you, Lord, have made me glad by your acts, and I sing aloud at the works of your hands. O Lord, how glorious are your works! Your thoughts are very deep. The senseless do not know, nor do fools understand, that though the wicked sprout like grass and all the workers of iniquity flourish, it is only to be destroyed for ever. But you, O Lord, shall be exalted for evermore. For lo, your enemies, O Lord, lo, your enemies shall perish, and all the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn you have exalted, like the horns of wild oxen. I am anointed with fresh oil. My eyes will look down on my foes. My ears shall hear the ruin of the evildoers who rise up against me. You, O Lord, shall be exalted for evermore. The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree, and shall spread abroad like a cedar of Lebanon. Such as are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be vigorous and in full leaf, that they may show that the Lord is true. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. You, O Lord, shall be exalted for evermore. Give us the music of your praise, Lord, morning, noon, and night, that our lives may be fruitful, and our lips confess you as the true and only God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be for ever. Amen. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. The heavens bear witness to your wonders. I will sing for ever of your love, O Lord. The assembly of your saints proclaims your truth. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Steadfast love and faithfulness go before you. I will sing forever of your love, O Lord. My lips shall proclaim your faithfulness. Let us pray. A prayer from Finds Life Church. Dear Lord, I came to you today to ask for help. You are my everything, Lord. I need rest. I give you my worry. Take it, Lord. I accept your peace, love, and understanding. Help me to turn to you and not to myself. Help me to stop doing and start trusting. Help me to wait on your answers because I know that they are good. Give me wisdom, hope, and peace. Thank you, Lord, for your patience and grace. I love you and know you love me so much more than I could ever imagine. Amen. Christian Aid's prayer for the world's hungry. Let us pray for those who hunger in this land, whose only kitchen is a soup kitchen, whose only food is what others don't want, whose diet depends on luck, not planning. Lord, feed your people, using our skills and conscience, and eradicate from our politics and private lives the apathy to hunger that comes from overeating. Let us pray for the hungry and the fed. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the hungry in other lands, where economies burdened by debt cannot respond to human need, or where fields are farmed for our benefit by low-waged workers courted by salvation. Lord, feed your people. Even if rulers must cancel debt and shareholders lose profit, or diners restrict their choice in order that all may be nourished. Let us pray for the hungry and the fed. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray for the hungry for justice, who document inequalities, who demonstrate against tyranny, distinguish between need and greed, and are sometimes misrepresented or persecuted in the process. May their labour not be in vain, and may we be counted in their number. Let us pray for the hungry and the fed. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Uniting our prayers with the whole company of heaven, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. May Christ, who has opened the kingdom of heaven, bring us to reign with him in glory. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.